Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. As we continue our draft preview series, we're going to break down the running backs. Now, the Patriots aren't necessarily in high need of getting a running back, especially in the draft, but this is a pretty deep class, so it's not completely out of the realm of possibility. We sit down with Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly in a bit, but first, here's a preview of some of this year's prospects. Trey Mason will likely be the first running back off the board. He became pretty famous after a ridiculous play. With 1 second left in a tied game, Mason caught the ball as a result from a missed field goal by Alabama kicker Adam Griffith. He would run it all the way to the end zone and win the game 34-28 on Rival Saturday in Alabama. While at Auburn, he broke Bo Jackson's rushing record, and for all these reasons and more is why he'll go early. But here's an intriguing player right in the Patriots' backyard. Andre Williams out of BC is being projected to go in the fourth round. A few things to know about Williams is that he's a big guy, runs hard, and is 100% determined.
I want to be a three-down back. I want to, you know, be able to do everything that, you know, the running back position is so diverse. I want to be able to be a diverse running back, be able to catch the ball, you know, keep the chains moving on third down, and, you know, make big plays doing what I do best.
And someone who could be a steal if the Patriots are running back hungry in the seventh round? Well, enter Antonio Andrews from Western Kentucky. Aside from his size and ability to run hard and carry the pile, he has good instinct and vision that could be a good fit as a third or fourth option running back here in New England. As we continue our draft preview series, Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly joins me again, and we're going to talk about the running backs. Now, this is another position that I don't necessarily think the Patriots have a great need for running backs, but what do you think? Are they set?
I don't think they're probably set. I think they like to have strength in numbers in that position. We know they like the committee approach. They'll probably add another one, whether it's in the draft. I don't think it's a huge priority. I agree with you, but somebody else will be on this roster at running back.
And running backs tend to go, you know, pretty late in the draft, and there's a really a good chance that you could wait till the seventh round and still get a pretty good running back.
Yeah, I don't think you certainly last year there were no running backs taken in the first round. A lot of people don't think there'll be one taken in the first round this year. There are some intriguing guys, but I agree with you, Jackie. You don't have to go second, third round. I like some guys up there. I like guys really at all stages of the draft, but you don't have to use that high resource to get a good running back.
Well, who are some guys that you do like this year?
I really like Jeremy Hill, first and foremost, and he's a bigger guy out of LSU, and he reminds me of LeGarrette Blount a little bit, only he's faster. He's a more athletic version. I think he's shiftier. Some off-field concerns, so that might cause some teams to shy away. Certainly the Patriots might not be interested in a guy like that, but I do like his power-speed combination, maybe a second or third round type. I also like Charles Sims from West Virginia, a guy who started his career at Houston, ended up following Dana Holgorsen to West Virginia. Very dynamic, a guy who can catch the ball as well, and I know the Patriots like to have that versatility in their backs. A little bit later on, Storm Johnson. Now that's a name.
Stormy, I like it.
Storm Johnson. No relation to Matt Johnson, cameraman, but Storm Johnson, Central Florida guy, also transfer, started at Miami. So there's some ability there. Kind of got overshadowed a little bit by Blake Bortles, but this is a guy who can play. And again, all stages of the draft. You can go second, third round. You can go in the middle round. You could probably wait till sixth or seventh round for a guy like Johnson. A lot of ability.
Well, especially with the running backs, it's nice to see some of the footage. I think Storm Johnson, he cuts really well. You know, a lot of these guys seem to just kind of, you know, you see them run fast and you see them just go straight. But it's nice to see some of those guys make some moves, be a little shifty, because we know that Coach Belichick does like that versatility.
Absolutely.
Kind of a big one. So that will wrap it up for Paul and myself. We will have plenty of coverage right here on Patriots.com as we get ready for the draft. Always an exciting time of year. Always great to have
Very
these guys
much.
Here.
Very much.
But that'll do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.